Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we have just came back from seeing The Equalizer 2. Number 2. But what we did, just in case, we went back and we saw The Equalizer, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean the first one with Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a series back in the 80s that I kind of remembered, but not quite remembered. This British guy, he was the equalizer in the street, trying to equalize the crime and innocence, and BS like that. But, you know, so Denzel Washington came about, and director Antoine Fuqua, this had a premonition to say, let's do a movie with Denzel Washington. Let's make him an old hero like a Bruce Willis and a Tom Cruise and all of those other older gentlemen to be heroes or vigilantes and stuff like that. So, let's go to the first one. So, my opinion on the first one was it's pretty weak. It was about the Russian mafia, and he went on a revenge spree because of a little girl.
Yeah.
Which was a very weak, weak premise.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. The first one wasn't good, but you know, we know that in the box office, they made it money for it to do this one.
Yeah.
You know, but no, it was very weak. It was very weak. There's nothing I can say about it.
No, so the only interesting thing was how he kind of predetermined what he was going to do when he step into a room and he look at things, because he had a slight of an OCD type condition that he had to do things repetitively or keep things straight in a certain way. So with that, it helped him to be really precise in what he do. And then you didn't know where it came from, but then you find out he was like a CIA or some kind of operative with the government. And you only got glimpse of that in the first one because the storyline was so weak and, you know, bad Russians.
We really didn't know how he got his skills. I mean, you could assume that it was military, you know what I'm saying, from the first movie.
No, you didn't have to assume, because the lady that he went and seen that said he was dead, so he was officially dead, he worked with her and they were both government operatives.
Right.
So it was clear.
Yeah, government operatives, didn't say military.
So government operative is really military attaché and things in that matter.
Okay.
But anyway, since we don't want to get into it, the details of that, because you didn't know. So then we move to the second one, which was we find him in a lift, right? Yeah, he's in a lift and he's picking up people and he's finding out stories and he's just helping people in that way. So it kind of went from there.
No, the first, they opened up him on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that when it opened up?
Absolutely. It opened up that way.
Okay. He was but Arabic or Muslim. And he was sitting in front of a woman with a child and the guy was in front of him. And basically he told him, it's not right. He went to the bar area where they eat at, and he told them it wasn't right for him to take a child from his mother and beat there by all his boys behind and bring the child back to her mom's.
So where did he find the child at? How did he know about the child?
From the mom in the bookstore.
Because he went there. Because
he bought his book from her.
Absolutely. So he gave the guy a chance. So when he rolled up to him, he gave him a hypothetical situation and said, you can do the right thing. A person would do the right thing. And if they did the right thing, nothing would go wrong in their life. Or things can go horribly wrong. What kind of choice would a person like that make? So he thought he was a badass and he sent his goons and then he just beat the hell out of all of them. Then he came back, and then that's when you found out that what I said, he was a Lyft driver. But the first thing was like, what the hell is he doing on a train to Istanbul, Turkey? You just didn't really get that portion until he got back and didn't realize, you know, that was just part of what he was doing within there. My quick question was always, where is he getting all his money from? I think he had, throughout the story, you've seen that he had money based on his past life. He's just living in an apartment in Boston. So it gets into the story that he lives in an apartment complex. And, you know, there was a Muslim woman that had a garden, right?
Yeah, garden.
She had a garden in front of there, and he knew the people that lived in the building. So he had a relationship with them. And then he had a relationship with an old man, I think it's an old Jewish man, that he picks up every day in his lift and drops him off. But he was looking at a picture of his sister. And the only thing he knew in his life that this picture was of his sister and him and blah, blah, blah. So that was another underlying story there. And then the third story was a young black boy that lived in the building that had very good artistic skills, which I thought rolled into really, really well. And you was talking about that anyway, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was really good how they did that. Almost like Denzel was mentoring him and helping him get to a point where, you know, to expose him with his art and everything, just to get a build a relationship with him, knowing that he was straying into trouble. So they did a really good job on that.
So the movie is based on really the woman that helped him in the first movie. She was retired from maybe military, maybe government. I really don't know. None of us know unless you looked at the movie in detail. And there was a killing in Brussels and someone killed them there. So as they found out that was one of someone who worked with some government operative, she went there to investigate and they killed her. And when they killed her, that's what took Denzel Washington back to trying to find who her killer is. So it became interesting because this whole movie here was trying to bring up his whole background and who he dealt with. And, you know, one of the people was his partner who thought he was dead, too. And come to find out, they were doing some black op things and killing people for hire and a couple of people who actually they all knew who he was. So it was really, how do you reestablish who he is? And they started just rolling into his background. But in between there was that storyline of how Denzel Washington helped this young boy who was interested in him as a father figure and had him repaint the building with a mural of when the gang put some gang signs and stuff all over the wall, but he repainted it over. So it was really, really interesting, and the way the excitement of the action scenes was a little better than the first one, and a lot more creative, other than, you know, the eye shot when you look in his eye and he just starts seeing things and stuff slow down. So it was a lot more interesting. The acting seemed a lot better as well. I really thought the acting on here was better. Storyline was okay. It brought about some things that you really didn't know from the first one. So I thought that was interesting. But so what did you think of the movie overall then?
It was a good movie. The acting, like you said, was really good. The story was okay, but I just like how they put a lot of feeling into certain parts of it, to, you know, building that relationship with the young boy's smile, showing how he was straying and how somebody came and helped him to get out of the situation he in. And how they use him as a Lyft driver, I liked it, that part too, is how instead of them guessing or him sitting at some restaurant finding out about a person, he's actually listening to people, what they're going through. And help, you know, with the girl getting raped and they dumped her, he they dumped the girl in the car, and he came back and whipped their asses and told the young boy, you better tell the truth because you got the money. I liked that fact. I liked it that too, because he's saying, you know, he was showing how that's what he was supposed to do. He's supposed to be helping people, you know. And but then, you know, when they kill his girl, I think that was another thing too, because it was easy to know who was the person who was doing all of it. It was obvious to me. So but overall, the story was good. It was good acting. I think the storyline could have been a little bit better. But other than that, it was really good.
So I just thought it was a good film to see. So based on a lot of action movies, especially with older actors, it just wound up to be a pretty decent movie. Is it wow, this is so exciting. This is a great series to be looking forward to, like Taken or whatever like that. Because I really thought Taken was stupid right after the second one, because he kept letting his family get kidnapped, which was like fucking crazy. But not one of those, but not bad. This one actually got better, in my opinion. A lot of the critics kind of said it was a repeat of the last one. It was the same director and the same writer. So the writer came in and took the storyline that he sort of created from the first one and embellished a little more and made it better. That doesn't make it a really good movie, but he kind of made it better. And he added in some actors that I really felt kind of stood out. You know, Pedro Pascal played his buddy Dave. Ashton Sanders played the young black boy Miles. Bill Pullman, he played okay. He was kind of weak, but Melissa Leo, who played his girl, she was very good. I really liked her on there. Smart and inquisitive, but she was short-lived in there too. And just the characters was good enough to that you can follow. There was lulls in the middle sometimes that they had a lot of dialogue. But the dialogue filled in some things that you didn't know, except for just seeing it. So it kind of worked out. I'm not sure if I can rate it as high, but for a sequel, especially for a movie that I really didn't care for from the first time, I think this was a pretty, pretty good movie. So I think I'll rate this one an even 7. Because I pushed it up from a 6.5 to about a 7.
And because, I said 6.5.
Because I think it was good enough to... This is funny. Because black people want to see a black movie.
Exactly.
So
we'll give you this rating.
See
yeah.
it. That's the rating that you want to yeah. see. Go see it.
And that's why I say 6.5. It's the rating that black people will want to see. Go see it. I mean, Denzel, no matter what, he's going to be the actor that every black person going to want to respect and go see and give him his money.
Yeah, he deserves it this time. I don't think he deserved it the first time. I didn't think it deserved a recommendation the first time. But this one, I'll give it a recommendation. That's how I think it was pretty good enough to say, yep, I can recommend this movie because I think they did a better job. And the fact that it was the same director and writer, I was telling Alicia, I think they just gave him more money. And sometimes when you have more money, sometimes you get better editors. Because the first one was just in Boston, just in the city. And it was just back and forth right there. And then it pretended like he went to Russia to kill the other guy. But this one, they took you overseas to Brussels, and they were showing you that. And then it took you into different parts of Boston, well, not Boston, of Massachusetts, because come to find out, it told about his wife and how his wife died. She had a bakery, but he had a house that was on the lake. Well, not the lake, but off the shore. And it kind of went back to that. That was his past life that he had to go back and actually say, that's part of my life.
Yeah, it almost seemed like, you know, you realize where the money come from, how he had that kind of money. Because that was off the beach, you know, and they had a beach house and a bakery.
And a bakery.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't change. It was still intact. So he obviously was still paying for it. One way or another, he was still paying for it. But Yeah, so decent movie. Alicia says 6.5, I say a 7. But yeah, recommended. Not sure if I'll go see it on TV or if it comes on and be like, oh, cut on The Equalizer 2.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think so.
I mean, we watched The Equalizer 1 because The Equalizer 2 was coming on, and that's why we basically watched the first one. Because
we wouldn't have watched
right.
That
if
all.
It was any other time of the day, no, I wouldn't watch it. As much time as I watch a lot of movies on Saturday, it's always Star Wars or or some other movie that, you know, or the Iron Man or Infinity Wars. I will watch them over and over and over again. But to watch that, no. That was just by chance it was on because Equalizer 2. So.
Yep. So they always try to put it on so you can say, hey, this is why you want to see it.
Hey, catch up on it.
But sadly, you shouldn't say this is why you want to see it. You should have said, don't mind this one, but look at this one because it's better. That's what you should have been saying, but that's not what happened. But anyway, Fade to Black Cinema every Wednesday. Wednesday, check us out. All movies and some TV shows. We still got to catch up on a couple of TV shows as well. We finished a Westworld, which was an amazing series. Trying to get around to that. Ozark is coming back, so gotta see that one as well. So a lot of good TV shows are starting to appear back. So check us out every Wednesday. Leave notes on iTunes, Urban. Not Urban anymore. It's Fade to Black Cinema because the other one was Urban Lifestyle Cafe. So that's the old one. So you will still see that there, but the newer ones, if you want to see new, it would be under Fade to Black Cinema. Check me out on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram as well as Twitter. And then the Bougie Black Brother Network, in case you just sit around on YouTube and listen to podcasts or look at video, I will be on there. You can see, well, you can see it, but you can hear the podcast as well. Anywho, I really appreciate y'all stopping by, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema. Later.
Bye.